702.
The Midday Report with Mandy Wiener.
Let's walk the talk.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Midday Report. Thank you so much for joining us today. Lots to talk about, as ever, in South Africa. Remember, you can send us a WhatsApp voice note, 072 702 1702, 072 567 1567. Try and keep them below 30 seconds if you can. We like to keep it tight and short on this show. You can also tweet me at Mandy Wiener. We'll be chatting about those videos of AKA and Nele a bit later on in the show. Do you think we should be talking about them at all? Do you think it is important in terms of the fight against gender-based violence? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that matter. Let's start with what's happening in the ruling party, the ANC-NEC. Today is the final day of its crucial weekend meeting. Suspended Secretary General Ace Magashule was due to arrive at his office at Luthuli House in the Joburg CBD today after being kicked out of that virtual meeting at the weekend. At the same time, the ANC has been speaking to lawyers about the leaking of information and internal discussions from this weekend's meeting. The spokesperson, Pule Mabe, says the party is concerned about growing tendencies of leaking private discussions of the organization. One such example of this that was leaked over the weekend is a clip of the former president, Thabo Mbeki, asking the NEC to reflect on the state of the governing party and the allegations about the way it is implementing this contentious step-aside resolution. So that clip of Thabo Mbeki doing the rounds this weekend, if you haven't heard it yet, here it is.
Some other comments have made similarly very rarely serious remarks about the state of organization. The comrade Chupo, I think that's how you pronounce the name, much earlier had called for a retreat. And he said that retreat must discuss this question. Do we still have any organization called the ANC? That's a very, very serious challenge, comrades, that a comrade says we need to meet, he said, 2 or 3 day retreat, seriously to look at this matter. Is followed by Comrade Batabile, also and Comrade Moho spoke in support of Batabile. They're both of them representing the Women's League. And the central point that Comrade Batabile made is this, that the movement is about to collapse. I'm saying, Comrade Che, you have this question. Do we still have any organization called the ANC? Second comrade says, behalf of the Women's League, the movement is about to collapse. Comrade Tony raises very worrying things. Like he says, the manner in which the NEC is proceeding.
Interesting comments there from the former president, Thabo Mbeki. Let's speak now to EWN senior politics journalist, Tidi Madia, who's been watching that all weekend. Tidi, we knew it was going to be a busy weekend. There was going to be a lot of leaks. There were a lot of leaks, and the ANC is not happy about that.
Good afternoon, Mandy. Absolutely. I think going into this meeting, it was a virtual meeting held over Zoom. The ANC, based on previous NEC meetings that were held over Zoom, went back and forth about what was the right thing to do. Do they try and go to St. George's, which they've done traditionally before COVID-19, or do they have a virtual meeting? Because the optics of having these people who are 80 plus, including their own security detail, their assistants, what kind of message does that communicate? And I think the majority view was they can't afford to do that. They need to go virtual. And what that's done is what we've been seeing resulted in tons and tons of leaks. I mean, my Saturday was incredibly busy because every 2 seconds, some conversation within the NEC was dropping in my WhatsApp.
Which is hugely problematic in itself, right? The fact that all of this is coming out, and there are always leaks from the NEC, now more so than ever. So the NEC and the ANC now looking at speaking to lawyers about this and may take legal action.
Absolutely. I think it's actually a sign of the times as far as the quality of leaders in the ANC are concerned. And I think one can pose a question, why does the ACF leaders that it feels that it needs to take such drastic action where it feels like they're monitoring children, you know? Often, when they have the meetings physically, as you know, they actually lock their phones away in little lockers. So I've been asking myself, what kind of leadership is this that they have to be dealt with like children? And then when they don't listen, they have to be threatened with legal action. And I'll tell you that threat has worked because the people I often speak to in the NEC are not taking my calls, have stopped sending me information. So it's been very difficult. So the threat seems to work somewhat.
So what do we know about what has happened so far? Give us the Twitter version, I suppose, the executive summary, and where we are after 3 days of this meeting.
Look, they're still deliberating over a lot of things. I've actually just run a story now that former President Jacob Zuma, funny enough, came up in the meeting where the Integrity Commission of the ANC said to the party, you need to draw a strong line between where you stand versus where he stands as far as the judiciary is concerned. And then there's an issue, obviously, around the Secretary General, Ace Magashule. And part of the deliberations there is an NEC saying to its top officials that we view his behavior as misconduct. That's the media tour that he undertook over the past week, saying, as the top six, we are now asking you to deal with Ace Magashule. We are asking you to decide on sanctions and the like. So that's been left in the hands of the NEC. Former President Jacob Zuma, I understand that will still be deliberated over today about what the way forward is. And they did speak about other issues like local government elections, where they're going to try and have its mayoral candidates sorted out by the end of July.
Tidi, just briefly, did Ace Magashule go to Luthuli House this morning?
Not that I know of. I don't think it would work in his favor to be at Luthuli House when the rest of the NEC is busy with an actual meeting. On Saturday, when he called me, he said to me, I will go back to work. But this is the same individual who hasn't physically been inside Luthuli House for months on end anyway, because most of them are operating remotely. What he has said is that he'll continue with his duties. I expect him to call me this morning saying, look, I'm working at this particular place. I'm campaigning and meeting people. But he doesn't seem to have done that. I think he's buying his time. The message he had said to the top six sometime last week is, I will decide on the course of action based on what the NEC does. He was booted out of the meeting over the weekend. I think he's going to actually wait to see what comes out of today's meeting before deciding on the way forward.
Tidi, thank you so much for that. Tidi Madia, EWN senior politics journalist, giving us an update on that NEC meeting. This thing of Ace Magashule phoning up political journalists and saying, this is my position, not going through channels or spokespeople, I find it completely bizarre, the fact that he's just been phoning up a select group of political journalists. What do you think about that? I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. Well, let's get some analysis on this now and speak to Sanusha Naidu, who's a political analyst. Sanusha, it's a field day for political analysts at the moment. So much going on within the ANC, NEC. We've had these leaked conversations out of the NEC the past few days. What is your reading of it?
Good afternoon, Mandy. I mean, I think we knew that this was going to be a hot pot meeting. In fact, more so than before, given that the events that transpired in the week, particularly the suspension of the suspension letter of Ace Magashule and his retaliatory letter suspending the president. To a large extent, I think we have to acknowledge that the unraveling of this party has been of colossal implications. It has been completely unprecedented, but I think at the same time, precedented in the fact that this was the writing on the wall. We knew that this was coming, but we just didn't know how deep the fight is going to go. Now, obviously, there's questions about whether the step-aside rule and the whole question of the technical processes and protocols and what does this mean in terms of interpretation going forward, is Ace Magashule suspended? Has he basically decided that he decided that he's not suspended and that all of the protocols around it has been flawed. So he's taken it to the ANC and says, well, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to basically challenge this on the context of whether the process protocols and rules have been applied in a manner that is consistent and basically doesn't just identify one set of individuals, but a whole set of individuals. I think when it degenerated into, we always knew, just picking up on what your political journalist was saying, what Sidi was saying, we always knew that the media was a key driver for the ANC in any contestation battle. You would always have particular leaks being made to the media in how they found and they channel themselves in terms of leaks. But I think we've reached a new low in the context of these audio leaks that have not come to the fore. Because, you know, I was listening to the leaked voice recording of the former president Mbeki, and what struck me about that was he actually saying it, or was it taken out of context of a broader intervention that he was making and asking particular questions? And I think that's the problem we're having now, is that with media, with the kind of technology that you could use with Zoom and other online platforms, it's easy to manipulate those media spaces and clips. And so you take it out. We have to be careful of whether it was in context or out of context. I think what will be really important today is the closing statement, if we get it today, or if they continue in this kind of protracted battle of whether or not Ace Magashule is suspended, whether or not an early National General Council meeting could be held, the disbanding of the NEC. I mean, you've got these different branches that are basically calling for the NEC to resign. The question is, what is the support that President Ramaphosa has on the NEC, and how much has the opponents on the NEC that are supporting Ace Magashule, have they been effectively muted in going forward, in coming with a set of decisive statements today that says, we are dealt with this issue, we're moving forward, we're not going to basically entertain this? It's a protracted battle, both inside of the ANC and outside of the ANC.
Sunusha Naidu, political analyst, thank you so much for your reading of that. I think it's fascinating. I wonder how much of a fight back there's going to be. Do you think Ace Magashule is sitting with senior counsel at the moment, drawing up papers for an application maybe to challenge his suspension in the courts? Or do you think he's going to fight this on the political battlefield and through the media, of course, with all of these leaks that we're seeing, very, very selective leaks that are coming out of the NEC? And that's why the ANC is not happy. But I did tell you, there would be leaks.
Good morning. With regards to the leaking of ex-president Thabo Mbeki's video clip, I believe the serious matter that doing the rounds in society is the lack of integrity as a whole, and that is something that I feel is part and parcel of why we are sitting in the position that we are sitting as a country. Thank you very much, Byron.
Good afternoon, Mandy. Look, I just want to give you props for your spot-on prediction on Friday when you had a chat with Tsidi Madia, the political reporter. You did say that there will be leaks from the NEC meeting. And indeed, yes, there were leaks over the weekend. We all witnessed that, and it was not pretty at all. And as for Ace Magashule, I did tell you guys that that man, when he was going to Ganja, it was just a charade, man. He had no intention of stepping down. And I'm telling you this for free. It's still going to get even more chaotic from here on. I'm telling you.